May the Lord bless you and keep you, dear heart dwellers. Ezekiel began to suffer extreme stigmata pain in his hands and feet. During this suffering, Jesus spoke to him and said, I am laying the axe to the root in the church. I will bring a third through the fire. The inference here was that two-thirds will not make it through the fire. As the suffering was intensifying, he saw the head of Jesus, which apparently had been ripped from his holy body, hanging in the air on a very high pole. The body was nowhere in sight. However, there emerged a huge leviathan-like creature, resembling a crocodile with fire-red eyes and jaws wide open, ready to strike. The left side of this creature's head was smashed, so he only had one eye. Interestingly, the Lord had given me Psalm 74 earlier in the day. Your foes have roared within your meeting place. They have unfurled their banners as signs, like men wielding axes in a thicket of trees and smashing all the carvings with hatchets and picks. They have burned your sanctuary to the ground. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name. They said in their hearts, we will crush them completely. They burned down every place where God met us in the land. Oh, how long, O God, will the enemy taunt you? Yet God is my king from ancient times, working salvation on the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You smashed the heads of the dragons of the sea. You crushed the heads of Leviathan. You fed him to the creatures of the desert. Remember how the enemy has mocked you. O Lord, how foolish a people have spurned your name. Do not deliver the soul of your dove to beasts. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted forever. Rise up, O God, defend your cause. Today the Lord is talking about a bride of scorn and contempt. He had a vision of a religious sister, a chosen soul. She had a black veil over her face. Her eyes were sunken in, and she was barely skin and bone. The Lord began, this is my worldly bride. She responds to my plea for prayer with scorn, contempt, and frustration. She is busy about her own business. When I called to her in the midst of her preoccupations, she rolls her eyes and says to herself, what does he want now? I'm busy. My brides, I made you to stand by my side and comfort me. I called you to be intercessors who care about nothing more than prayer when it is needed. But you are so tied up in what you are creating that you see these calls as bothersome interruptions. You are breaking my heart with your indifference. When I call you, you are full of unbelief, not wanting to acknowledge the need I am bringing before you, because you are engrossed in your own pursuits. Rather than tenderness and concern, your heart has scorn and contempt. Is this the bride I espouse to myself? One who cares for nothing but her own pursuits? I need you, my bride. When you see my head raised high on a pole ripped from my body, have you no tears of compassion for me? Or are you saying, oh well, I wonder what that means? Well, let me tell you what it means. It means I am suffering on an unprecedented scale, suffering like never before, because my body is being devoured by the beast of this world. Oh, how I long for your tender caress and words of encouragement. Oh, how painful to see my chosen souls indifferent to my entreaties. Yes, I expect this from the world, but from you, my chosen ones? My heart is breaking for your indifference. I charge you, enter into my suffering with me. No longer stand at a distance and gawk. Come to my side, rushing to comfort me, in the full awareness of how horrible this suffering is. For those of you who have run to my side, embraced me, and cried out for me, I thank you. You have taken some of the most acute stabs of pain in my heart by your desire to comfort me. And for those of you who don't, strengthen what is left before you lose it all. Set your heart on me, not on what you think you are doing for me. Don't allow me to feel the weight of your indifference and unbelief. Strengthen what is left before even that is taken from you. You have found your sense of worth in what you are doing in this world, even what you are doing for me. Rather, I want you to find your sense of worth only in caring for me, tending my wounds and strengthening my leg as I watch my disheveled bride being stripped of her faith. Yes, there are those who are stripping away the faith we have worked so hard to build in your hearts. They are replacing it with scorn and contempt for being interrupted. Yes, I see the outer form, but the inner light and fortitude for the real cause is lacking. Strengthen what remains before even that is stripped from you. I need you, my bride. For pity's sake, respond in faith, love, and devotion. Burden me no longer with your weariness in responding to the call for prayer. There is nothing worse than a disinterested, unfaithful, scornful bride. Mother Claire read this message you just heard before the rosary. And during the rosary, Blessed Mother Mary answered her with this message. Mother Mary began, He loves and cares for you in even the littlest of necessities. And He is calling you to have that kind of fidelity for Him. There is nothing He will deny the faithful soul if it is good for them. All He asks in return is your solicitous care over Himself. Accompany Him, my beloved ones. Oh, how He loves your comfort. It's really the little things, the little expressions of love and caring that He longs for. You see how He provides for everyone and everything on this earth. He just asks for your recognition of that and comfort when He is suffering. Is this too much to ask? Of course not. I know your hearts. You all care deeply. Part of what you are missing is how much He needs your comfort. People go through an entire lifetime not thanking Him for anything. But as chosen souls, they know. They understand. So He looks to you for His comfort and your companionship. It is not His heart to shame you or make you sad, but to convey to you exactly how much He does need you. It takes so little to please Him, so little. A glance, a kiss, a hug, a sigh of deep concern. All of this matters very, very much. Part of the problem is that you do not realize how vulnerable He truly is. It is a process, not something that can be rushed. One day at a time, a tender heart, this is what He longs for. You remember in The Chosen when they were sitting around the campfire arguing over foolishness, and He came into their midst, exhausted and totally spent. I rushed to His side to comfort Him. That is, so the little gestures mean a great deal. I know that you love Him, dear ones. He knows it too. We are just trying to get your priorities straight so that you can both enjoy one another, the kind of care He needs, and often, because the world is doing so much to sicken His heart. He also pines for you and the dilemmas you have to face every day. He cares very much and longs to direct you in the right directions. Go now and do not be sad or downtrodden. Truly, He loves you. It will seem that you have been blown off course, but truly has you right where He wants you. It is just necessary to give up your agendas and recognize when the winds of Holy Spirit are blowing you into the better course.